USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets and its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality. Those who are responsible have to be held accountable. We are mourning the victims, and I send my heartfelt condolences to our Ukrainian friends.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, a Russian-backed hacking group that forces websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and LAX, Los Angeles International Airport websites were taken offline. Former CIA analyst Fred Flights on Newsmax says the attacks are from a sophisticated group of Russians.
The Russians have a very robust cyber warfare capability, and we know that they have pre-planned attempts to attack U.S. infrastructure.
Mexico's government filed a lawsuit against five Arizona gun dealers on Monday, accusing them of participating in illicit weapons trafficking and violating the RICO Act. Mexican leaders claim illegal arms smuggling from the United States with military-style guns, often turning up at deadly crime scenes across their country. A federal judge in late September rejected a $10 billion lawsuit filed by Mexico against U.S. gun manufacturers. An army of 42,000 utility workers has restored electricity to more than 2.5 million businesses and homes in Florida since Hurricanes Ian destruction. At this hour, roughly 16,000 homes are without power in Florida. We are USA Radio News.
Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for their 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all their favorite leagues, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call BetUS today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. And they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now and use promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL and get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's promo code COLLEGEFOOTBALL for up to 200% in bonuses. Head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS.com. BetUS, where the game begins.
Adding to the stress of supply chain issues, railroad union workers reject a President Biden-approved plan.
The majority of almost 12,000 unionized rail employees voted to reject a labor agreement backed by President Biden. That means there will be a status quo period during which strikes cannot happen while the union continues negotiating with freight railroads. Four unions have approved the deal. Seven more will vote over the coming weeks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hollywood's Teamsters Local 399 is calling for the immediate resignation of Ron Herrera. He's president of the Los Angeles Federation of Labor. In his role in facilitating a leaked audio tape, that's disgraced the Los Angeles City Council. City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned Monday, and there's been calls for City Council member Gil Cedillo and Kevin De Leon, who also took part in the leaked conversation, to step down as well. Racist comments is what was caught on the tape. Local 399 said in a statement that if Herrera does not resign, it will leave the Federation. Twitter users let Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, have the business. Ms. Warren was promoting Indigenous People Day on Monday. Social media users piled on this tweet after Warren's previous scandal regarding her false claims of being Native American most of her life. A 2018 DNA test revealed 10 generations have passed, discounting Warren's claims. The test was not peer-reviewed. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.